The operation of ATVs and dirt bikes is illegal in the city of Buffalo, but riders are still using them. Among those seeing it is Erie County Executive and Buffalo resident Mark Poloncarz.
First off, they're not registered for that. And secondly, people are unfamiliar, not expecting to see these vehicles, which are very small, often on main thoroughfares, and they can cause serious accidents.
Two Buffalo police officers on bicycles were injured last month when they were struck by an ATV whose operator they were trying to stop. Town of Hamburg Police Chief Greg Wickett says his department also gets complaint calls about such vehicles from time to time. It's not unusual to see one or two along railroad tracks. The problem is when they're being used illegally on roads. Engaging in a chase creates a safety risk for all involved, including bystanders. So Wickett says they will not try to chase down the ATV operators. However, they'll find other ways to eventually catch them.
If you can get up. Well, a lot of them don't have license plate numbers, but if you have any idea where the person lives, where they come from, we can deal with them after the fact. We could, if we can identify the driver and find the vehicle, we can impound it, write them traffic tickets just like you would for a motorist.
And sometimes police enjoy a little luck. This past weekend in Amherst, two were arrested after a pack of riders operating ATVs, motorcycles, go-karts, and dirt bikes were traveling recklessly along Main Street between Eggert and Bailey. One of those motorcycles struck a patrol car while trying to flee. Luckily, no one was hurt. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.